This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine someone you look up to, perhaps someone rich or famous or powerful, someone who you would do anything to meet. Imagine you find out they mentioned you in a gathering, that they actually mentioned your name. Wouldn't you feel so honored, so special, so filled with excitement and happiness? Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. So remember me and I will remember you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it one of the greatest privileges any human being could ever receive from Allah? For Allah to mention you by name? Allah said in a hadith Qudsi, whoever remembers me privately to him or herself, I will remember him or her to myself. And whoever remembers me in the company of people, I will remember him or her in a better company. SubhanAllah, isn't that amazing? Imagine Allah, the King of all kings, mentioning you by name to the angels in the heavens. SubhanAllah, all we need to do is remember him and mention him. Could there be any greater honor for us? One day, the Prophet ﷺ went to Ubay radiallahu anhu and he said, Allah has commanded me to recite to you. And Ubay said, did Allah mention me by name to you? And the Prophet said, Allah mentioned you by name to me. Then Ubay radiallahu anhu started crying. And it took him a few moments to compose himself. And then he said, by Allah, did Allah really mention my name? And the Prophet said, yes. And Ubay radiallahu anhu just wept from joy that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, his Lord, mentioned his name. Think about this very moment. As we're here remembering Allah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions us in a gathering of angels. The dhikr of Allah is so beloved by Allah that Allah calls us to make dhikr in over 70 places in the Quran. And there's so many narrations of the Prophet ﷺ discussing the virtues of dhikr. In one, he said, should I not tell you of the best of your actions, the purest in the sight of your Lord, the one which raises you in ranks to the highest degrees, which is better for you than spending gold and silver? They replied, yes, please tell us, Ya Rasulullah. What is this great action that is the best, that raises us in rank, and that's better than spending our hard-earned money? The Prophet ﷺ said, it's the remembrance of Allah. Dhikr is one of the easiest forms of worship. There's no need for wudu or hijab or to stand in a specific direction towards the Kaaba. No prayer mat, nothing. All you need is your heart. You could do it anytime, anywhere, driving, sitting, standing, laying, cooking. You can make dhikr all the time. It's one of the easiest forms of worship, and the reward is so unbelievably great. A reward that none of us could fathom. The Prophet ﷺ said, the most beloved of deeds to Allah is to die while your tongue is moistened with the remembrance of Allah. Every day Allah gifts us beautiful sunrises and sunsets, flowers and trees, clouds and velvety skies, the stars and the radiance of the moon, SubhanAllah. There's so much beauty and perfection in this world. And all that beauty of this world is meant to remind you of Allah, to move your heart and to make your heart remember Him, to praise Him. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily, among the best servants of Allah are those who observe the sun, the moon, the stars, and the shades, and they do so for the remembrance of Allah. So next time you see the sun or the moon or the stars, allow your heart to remember Allah, and let that remembrance travel to your tongue, inshallah. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, shall I tell you about the most beloved word to Allah? And so he said, I said, yes, Messenger of Allah, tell me, what is the most beloved word to Allah?
Every night in all my prayers, Lord, I my head.